They say the best way to find out about a new place is to ask a local, but that's easier said than done if you're arriving in a place as a complete stranger and you don't know anybody. But the opportunity to ask questions, to hear the stories of residents who actually inhabit a space that you're visiting, is so much more impactful and gives you such a unique and intimate experience of a place. The big question is, though, how do you find them if you don't know them before you get there? And what if you haven't got time to spend trying to track down a local tour guide and find one who's available when you're available? Wouldn't it be great if you could walk around a city with your own personal tour guide right there in your pocket? That is exactly what VoiceMap offers you. And it's been about 4 or 5 years since I chatted to the CEO, Ian Manley, about what they offer. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to catch up with him today and find out how the platform has grown. Ian, it's great to have you on the show again. Welcome back.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks. Sounds like you're having a busy day.
It's been quite a day. It's quite nice to be able to just take a breath and think about other things for a few minutes, Ian. This is a concept that started with the idea of getting the people who know and love an area to voice the tour of the area. So it's available to somebody even if they are not in person. That's a very broad description, though. Tell us a little bit more about what VoiceMaps offers.
So it's a mobile app that allows you to download an audio tour that uses your location to play the audio automatically. At this point, we have tours in 130-plus cities and over 50 countries. And it's also a tool that anybody can use to create their own tour. So we've had over 50 people go through that process in Cape Town.
Okay.
And publish tours around the world. The original inspiration was because I was actually working on a tour of Cape Town for a large company, and I felt that you couldn't tell the city story in a single voice, and that it made sense to allow people to take ownership of their own story and have a multiplicity of voices for different parts of the city and obviously different places in the world.
If you look at some of the offerings just in Cape Town alone, it really demonstrates what you're talking about the need for the diversity of voices and people being able to tell their own stories of their own areas. You've got a Boer Kaap tour voiced by a Boer Kaap resident. You've got the Bazart Salt River Street Art Tour voiced by somebody who's passionate about street art. You can explore everything from the castle to the slave lodge. The Women's Zone has done a tour on being a woman in Cape Town. I mean, it's phenomenal to see the huge diversity of voices that have been brought in just in this city. How many cities worldwide did you say are now represented?
I've lost count, actually. It's over 130.
Okay, I mean, that is phenomenal. Yeah. Now, you mentioned that the tours will play automatically when you are in the particular location, using the location service on your cell phone. How does that impact data use? Because particularly in this country, the cost of data is a huge issue, Ian.
Yeah, so you can download everything using Wi-Fi and then use the app offline, including GPS. So GPS is not a service that is connected to a SIM card or a network. It works without any kind of data connection. And that means that, yeah, once you've downloaded the tour, you don't need to be connected at all. You can just go out and do it. It has an offline map and everything will play as and when it should.
That's fantastic. I mean, that is such good news. You can download in advance in the Wi-Fi zone and then get to it. Is there any cost to download, Ian?
It depends on the tour. A number of tours are sponsored. So in Cape Town, we have some of the top attractions. The waterfront has a tour. The cableway has a tour. Groot Constantia has a tour. Cape Point has a tour. So we have sort of partnerships with attractions through the Western Cape and all over the world. Oxford University has a tour for new students, for example. We published a tour by Sir Ian McKellen, who is Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. He takes you around the West End in London, where all the theatres are. It's called Theatreland. And so these are all free tours that are sponsored by an organization or a business. And then for the tours that are created by ordinary citizens, some of them are journalists, some of them are podcasters, some of them are filmmakers. They charge a price that they choose themselves, and that will vary from, say, 20 Rand to 100 Rand, depending on what that person has chosen, and then we share revenue on sales of that tour with the person who created it.
Okay, fantastic. So a potential income generator for those who make the effort to put together a really good tour, because I would imagine there must be some kind of review process where users can feed back onto your site and into the app about which tours they've enjoyed?
Correct, yeah. We work with people through the process as well. So we have a team of editors who have done this a lot and understand how to put a good tour together. Understand, so, and will help people sort of figure out how to record their own voice and map things out properly. And then obviously we also get feedback, ratings, reviews from our users. One of our top rated tours is our tour of Port Cup, mm-hmm. actually, which is also one of our oldest. There's a process, and it's pretty. I think all of the tours that we publish are of the highest possible quality.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking on your site at the list of places represented, and I'm kicking myself that I didn't check your site before I went on my recent trip to Italy, because I might have had a completely different experience of some of the cities we visited had I had a bit of help. Who can become the author of a tour? Do you have any kind of criteria that you set, or does somebody simply come to you and say, this is the idea, this is what I'd like to do, what do you think? How does it work?
You go to voicemap.me/create and you get started, basically. There is a lot of information about the process on the website, and you'll be contacted by an editor, and that editor will make sure that you go through all of the necessary steps. Not everybody completes their tours because they realize that there is quite a lot of work involved.
Yeah.
You have to get that map right. You have to script the tour. You have to record it, and then it has to be tested properly. So it's a process, and we want people who are willing to put out something that is of a really high standard. People who are not willing to do that generally drop off before they get to the end of the process.
Okay. Well, a lovely message from Lucy on the WhatsApp saying, what a brilliant idea to have self-tours with real meaning from citizens. There's nothing better than getting a real feel for an area, and great that it works offline. I wish it had existed in my days with young kids traveling. Lucy, thanks for the feedback. Ian, yeah. Final question is, here in Cape Town, are there any sort of glaring omissions, do you feel? Are there any particular areas or destinations that you would love to see somebody create a tour for?
That's a good question. I think that there's still so much, even just in the CBD, that, the point is that everybody has a different perspective. And we have, I think we have 4 or 5 tours that go through the company's garden. But each of them has something different to say. Some people write it off completely as a colonial space. Some people focus on it entirely. So, there is no one perspective, and you can create a really compelling tour about anywhere. Obviously, there are parts of the city, and I think this is in focus for you today, that are not safe to travel to, and we don't have many tours in those places. But I think that if you tell a good story about just about any neighborhood, you can get people to come out and do the tour there.
Ian Manley, thanks for chatting to us, CEO of Voice Maps. Now, the website you want to visit, firstly, to find out what's available to listen to, and secondly, to find out how you can get involved in creating a tour if the idea really tickles your imagination. The Voice Map website is voicemap.me, M-E. So voicemap.me. There are very clear instructions there on how the process of creating a tour works, who they're looking for, the kind of storytelling they're looking for, and of course, there is a whole page full of wonderful places to explore, from Georgia to Germany to Bermuda to Argentina to Hong Kong to France to Chile, and I could keep going. They really are all over the world. Certainly something for me to look up for my next trip, wherever it may be. And thank you so much for joining us today.